From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 17th of June, 2009. Two words explaining why I was not here on Monday or yesterday. Root canal. May every one of you publican eavesdroppers experience one soon. The Vice Squad won the Tucson Roller Derby 6th season championship Saturday night with a questionable referee call on the last jam of the night, which sent Copper Queen jammer Dirty Terry to the penalty box at a point where the Vice Squad had only 4 points more. The final score of that bout was Vice Squad 107, Copper Queens 94, with the Copper Queens actually leading from the second jam of the first half to the third-to-last jam of competition. Earlier that night, the battle for third place saw the Iron Curtain demolish the furious truck stop waitresses 148-38. The lead scorer for the Iron Curtain on Saturday, with an incredible 73 points, was Lucifer, who, as it turns out, is leaving for Austin, Texas, and probable stardom with the TXRD. Barack Obama is proving himself to the LGBT communities to have more faces than the 1,000 that used to be attributed to Lon Chaney, let alone the two on Janice's head. His Justice Department had the gall last week to call for the Supreme Court's dismissal of the first challenge to the reprehensibly publican Defense of Marriage Act, using publican terminology about incest and bestiality precedents and calling married gay couples freeloaders. It turns out that the specific party guilty for this slime is one W. Scott Simpson, a Mormon holdover from the Dick Cheney administration. Obama has yet to either can Simpson or rescind his brief. Obama has okayed benefits for same-sex partners of federal employees, but that's just too damn little, too damn late. Expect an October 2009 march on Washington after all, and one that is several times more angry than the previous ones were. Everything California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger touches continues to turn to turds. Now he's about to propose that because of his bankrupting the state, stray animals that wind up in shelters be euthanized after 3 days rather than the current six. This is Southern Arizona, where the latest in fascist social violence may have taken place against a Latino family at the hands of three members of the anti-immigration Minutemen thugs. Raul Flores and his 9-year-old daughter, Brisenia, were murdered in their home in the border town of Arivaca. A former volunteer worker for KOOP, the Austin Cooperative Community Radio Station, has pled guilty to setting a fire in the station's studios because he was pissed off about station brass changing his playlist for an overnight web feed program back in January. Speaking of programs, now that there are a couple of dozen broadcast TV channels in Tucson, does any of them care to put on programs that are worth watching? That is, of course, in addition to the Lucha Libre on LATV 58.2 or the occasional Kerry Moten block on 18.1 on Saturday nights. Obituaries in the last few days include Bob Bogle, the lead guitarist and co-founder of The Ventures. The brilliant guitar lines on Walk Don't Run and Hawaii 5-0 were his. Tacoma, Washington, after years of battling non-Hodgkin lymphoma at 75. And Barry Beckett has died. Legendary keyboard player who helped develop the Muscle Shoals sound that Stax and Atlantic Records applied to the staple singers Wilson Pickett and Aretha Franklin, and then went on to produce Bob Seger and Bob Dylan, Hendersonville, Tennessee, stroke complications at 66. And Jack Nimitz is gone, baritone sax player in the Stan Kenton and Woody Herman big bands, as well as Herbie Mann's smaller group and the Charlie Parker tribute unit Super Sax, Studio City, California, emphysema at 79. And one in the family, Cheryl Flowers, producer of Tavis Smiley's NPR and PRI radio program from 2002 until just last month, Before that, she produced Pacifica's Flashpoints program, Los Angeles, Breast Cancer, and A Far Too Young 42. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Mark Evanier left this observation on his Twitter account and at newsfromme.com. Republicans say they'll vote against the war supplemental bill because of a few clauses. Didn't this used to be called hating our troops? Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.